KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies in Atlantic, and it's 38 degrees. We look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy to cloudy and a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, a Clarinda man was being held on a $32,000 cash-only bond following a domestic incident Thursday night. Adams County Sheriff's deputies arrested 34-year-old Tyrell Thomas Scott McAllister a little after 7:40 p.m. when they responded to a residence in the 2600 block of Highway 148. Upon arrival, deputies determined McAllister gained entry into the home without permission from the homeowner and that McAllister was in possession of numerous weapons. He faces a Class C felony charge of second-degree burglary, Class D felony charges for three counts of possession of an offensive weapon by a felon, two counts of carrying weapons, an aggravated misdemeanor, and three counts of carrying weapons, a serious misdemeanor. Atlantic School Board member and longtime physician Dr. Keith Swanson has decided to retire from his practice. His last day is tomorrow, October the 5th. For years at his office on 6th Street, Swanson took walk-in patients, but he would not take Medicare or Medicaid. Instead, there is simply a drop box for donations, with most patients dropping in the equivalent of what their copay would be elsewhere or whatever they can afford to pay based on what's reasonable for them. According to a published report, that idea came from his wife, Bernice, when Doc Swanson retired for the first time at the age of 65. He had been considering missionary-type work in South America or elsewhere at the time. Swanson said since then, the donations have paid his expenses, which he said have allowed him to continue to offer his services. Swanson will be turning 88 soon, and he decided it's time to hang up his stethoscope for good. And while his last day seeing clients at his office is tomorrow, Doc Swanson said he will continue to be in his office so he can give patients their medical records, which he is required to keep for 3 years. After Saturday, he'll be available from time to time, giving medical charts to other physicians who request them. During his second round of retirement, Swanson says he and his wife will spend more time together. They've been married for 65 years. Swanson announced earlier this year that he will not be running for re-election to the Atlantic School Board. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission approved fines for two casinos Thursday at their meeting in Waterloo. Racing and Gaming Administrator Brian Orielko said the Harris Casino in Council Bluffs was fined for allowing an underage person into the casino.
Once on the floor, gambled, and when she was on the floor, was on for more than 30 minutes.
Orielko said that met the criteria for a fine.
Determined that past precedent would call for a $20,000 penalty, and so that was something that the commission and Harris agreed to.
It was their first violation in the last 365 days. The Horseshoe Casino in Council Bluffs was also fined for allowing a minor on the gambling floor.
That minor entered the gaming floor unchallenged on two different occasions, and so that minor, once on the floor, gambled, consumed alcohol.
He said the circumstances led to a larger fine.
Due to the fact that there were more than one times when that minor entered the floor, the commission set a penalty in the amount of $30,000.
Orielko said the multiple visits without an ID check was a concern.
The casino had indicated that the security officers involved had witnessed the minor come off the floor, and so that, you know, may have been a reason why they did not ask for identification when coming back on. I think the commission was also concerned with the fact that the minor had been served alcoholic beverages, and during those employee contacts, no identification was requested.
And he said it was the first violation for the Horseshoe in the last 365 days. After an unusually rainy September in the region, the amount of water flowing down the lower Missouri River this year is likely to match the 2011 record. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it now expects 61 million acre-feet of water to flow down the Missouri River this year. That would equal the record set during the prolonged 2011 flooding. So the Corps will continue releasing massive amounts of water from the dams along the river. The amount of water currently being released from the Gavin's Point Dam on the South Dakota-Nebraska border is 80,000 cubic feet per second. That's more than twice as what is typical for this time of year. Residents in the unincorporated areas of Mills County have another week to submit their names for buyouts of their flooded properties. County Public Information Officer Sherry Bowen said the County Board of Supervisors set October 11th at 4:30 p.m. as the final deadline to meet state requirements for submitting its application for funding.
For us to move forward on actually sending our application into the state of Iowa, we have to firmly know what properties are included. So we have determined that we have to set a deadline so that we know who's interested and exactly which properties we'll include so that we can submit that application as timely as possible.
There are 73 residents who have signed up for the program so far, and they've had some people who've changed their mind. She encourages anyone thinking about it to sign up.
Now is the time. If people are interested in even considering it as a possibility, we need to get your name on that sign-up list. We need to have you your signature on some authorization forms and in order to be included on the application.
Bowen says putting your name on the sign-up list doesn't obligate you to go ahead with the program.
This is a voluntary process on both the part of the homeowner and on the county's part. So at any point along here, that homeowner can say, no, I don't want to be included. So just putting your name on the list basically just lets your property be considered.
Residents can place their name on the list by calling the Mills County Auditor's Office at 712-527-3146. In our funeral announcements, Lois Marie Kesters, age 100, of Erling, died Tuesday in Erling. A massive Christian burial for Lois Kesters will be this morning at 10:30 at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Erling, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. Jean Mahaffey, age 77, of Florida and formerly of Atlantic, died August 21st. Graveside services for Jean Ray Mahaffey will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert D. Garner, age 76, of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. A celebration of life memorial service for Robert Garner is pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Carol Knopp, age 82, of Houston, Texas, and formerly of Atlantic, died September 26th at home in Houston. Services for Carol Knopp are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.